Still searching for a jury of his peers. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A federal judge continues the selection process today to put Steve Bannon on trial for contempt of Congress for not cooperating with a Democrat-led House investigation into last year's Capitol riot. The ex-Trump White House advisor now wants to talk to the committee at one of its public hearings.
It's nothing but a show trial. It's time they start having other witnesses. They can give other testimony other than what they've been putting up.
Which Bannon calls nonsense. The next hearing's Thursday night. Angry parents spoke out last night at a Uvalde, Texas school board meeting.
No more good old boy system here. Times changed.
Some said their kids fear going back to school next month and they don't think those schools are secure after Sunday's report showing multiple systemic police failures in the law enforcement response to the May school shooting that left 19 students and two teachers dead. It's a hot summer day in Texas. It'll hit 112 degrees in some places, prompting excessive heat warnings that stretch over to Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. It's hotter than ever recorded in Britain, over 40 degrees for the first time. Which sounds cold, but that's Celsius, the equivalent of 104.
I think you just got to be sensible. Just keep hydrated.
Sleeping's a bit of a challenge, but other than that, it's fine.
It's hotter in Portugal and Spain and France, where they're battling wildfires. Falling oil prices have pumped gas lower, down 35 days in a row, 52 cents off the record high.
What's happening here is a president who is working tirelessly to address the largest constraint, probably the toughest constraint facing American households. Right now.
White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein says part of the gas price decline can be attributed to $1 million a day release of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and reduced regulations on ethanol blended gasoline.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Republicans blame Biden policies for the price surge. Gas still $2 higher than he took office. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's primary day in Maryland, with one key race watched closely. Outgoing Republican Governor Larry Hogan has endorsed Kelly Schultz to replace him. She is facing a GOP candidate backed by former President Trump, Dan Cox. And like other states, Democrats have spent money on ads supporting Cox, preferring him as the Republican they want to face in November. May take a while, though, to find out the winners.
State elections officials say they mailed out about 500,000 ballots. Maryland law says those mail-in ballots cannot be counted until 2 days after the election. While that's nothing new,
the difference for this election is the number of voters that have chosen to vote by mail.
Nikki Charlson is with the State Board of Elections. She says with so many more mail-in ballots, the final vote counts could drag into the next week.
Lindsay Watts with DC's Fox 5 TV. Another state's blocked in court trying to ban abortions after the Supreme Court's ruling undid the federal legal right. West Virginia is trying to enforce a law dating back to the 1800s.
Circuit Judge Tara Salongo ruled in favor of the Women's Health Clinic of West Virginia, saying that irreparable harm would be done to those who are pregnant by rape or incest if the statute was enforced. The Women's Health Clinic is the state's only abortion provider, performing more than 1,300 procedures last year. After the U.S. Supreme Court's overturn of Roe v. Wade, abortions were canceled, fearing women who sought them would be prosecuted. State Attorney General Patrick Morrissey says he will appeal to the state Supreme Court. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, Dow futures up more than 200 points. Juan Soto is baseball's new home run king.
He keeps going. He's down on a knee. He's got it.
That's the winning swing on ESPN, making Soto the home run derby champion. The Washington National edged out Julio Rodriguez, even though the Mariners rookie hit 81 homers in the derby, second most all time, but Soto beat him head-to-head in the final round. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.